really happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And I have succeeded in seriously annoying all of the whiskey aficionados in our audience. I'm getting all this email from people saying, no, there's a whiskey with a twist-off cap, and it's really good. And they're sharing all their favorite brands with me and everything. And I apologize. It's normally a joke that I use about, I'm a wine connoisseur. I know to avoid the ones with the twist-off caps. But the reality is there's so much alcohol being consumed on planet Earth. I mean, let's face it, looking at our government, could you stay sober? I mean, one of the signs of the impending collapse of the Soviet Union was massive alcohol consumption of the population. You go to American supermarkets today or the drugstores, huge alcohol sections. Over at our local Time Market, they just put in all new cases. You know, the shelving, and it's like, you know, 1.5 times taller and wider and holds more stuff. Huge, huge business here as we try and drown our troubles. Unfortunately, the troubles have learned how to tread water pretty well. So I apologize. I understand they're running out of cork for real corks, and even the plastic ones aren't working. So, yes, there are some very nice whiskeys and twist-off caps, and I didn't mean to offend people in that regard. We're going to grab a phone call. Mike in Miami. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I enjoy your show. And Macallan, 18 years old, is the one that you were talking about. But as the absinthe, my understanding was it was a poison. It's wood alcohol. My father told me that many, many years ago. I forget, I was reading the biography of Van Gogh, who I think, he went insane, and it would drive you insane.
Reputation that it was given. Van Gogh had problems of his own, even without the absinthe. And, of course, if any distilled spirit, if it's not done correctly, will, in fact, have wood alcohol in it. And that, of course, is very, very dangerous. In fact, one of the real disasters coming out of Prohibition in the United States of America was...
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We have a bit of a delayed start this afternoon with some technical problems. But we are glad that you are here. We've got a great show today. For the first hour, we have Linguistry of the Wandering Monks. In the second hour, we have Adam Kokesh. And then in the third... Actually, I guess it's the third course, the second half hour. We will have Law Johnston of We Are Change Colorado coming and talking about the event coming up, and he's mobilizing We Are Change Colorado down in Denver, getting them excited and rallied for the Puff event. Speaking of which, RockyMountainPuff.com is the website where you can buy tickets. RockyMountainPuff.com. This is the event where you can, number one, see Scott and MCAD of the Wandering Monks. Two, you'll see Adam Kokesh, and I'm going to meet Law Johnston. So everybody on the show today is going to be at the event. We are very, very excited, obviously. We are going into break and listen to... Linguistry right there, that's him speaking. The struggle never ends, the rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement, Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be. Using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah,
it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from Wall Street banks.
Well, yes, it would be good if the people would get together in the street in the hood. And we are here with one half of the Wandering Monks. Linguistry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Wayne?
All right, outstanding. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on, because I had a very tough show yesterday. And I had a very combative guest. And to have a friendly voice on the other side is very comforting.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, I'm glad to be here talking to you.
Well, we are planning to have a unique kind of format, a kind of audio behind the music, where Linguistry and I talk about how he creates his art, how he delivers his art, what is the inspiration, and we've got a couple songs that we're going to go through, and I believe on the list here, it's Traveling, The First Step, and Is One from the first album. And I understand you've got a second album coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, with the second album, I really feel like it's the result of a lot of work already under our belts, and the dynamic between MCAD and myself has really developed, and I feel like the workflow is a lot smoother. We just really got used to working with each other by the time that we had enough material to start working towards the second album. So a lot of our strongest material is on there, and we've been playing it out live for a long time. Most of it goes over really well, so I'm just happy to be able to get ready to release it here. Of course, we're focusing right now on finishing up the EP that's endorsing Mountain Hours and Debt Free Currency in general. So we're putting finishing touches on that and getting the project wrapped up, so that feels great. And then I think as soon as all that's cleared up, we're going to really push to do the same thing for the second full-length album.
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, listeners, please, I beseech you, check out the Wandering Monks at wanderingmonksmusic.com. My first website after I woke up in 08 was the Red Pill Radio, and it was a radio because I always liked listening to music. It was always inspirational, so I was always looking for truth music, and I wanted to create a website that had both truth in it and also was a platform for truth artists. So of all the truth artists I've ever found, it was the Wandering Monks, which was I never even heard one of your songs until I went to your concert, and it was like, you know, I'm just like, I'm there to see the We Are Change guys, and I'm just listening, like, not paying attention too much, like, wow, these guys are really good. And then you guys had, like, you had, like, a whole group of people. There's, like, I think three or four people in a dance group that were dancing along with the music at the theater in Denver, and I think that was the release party for your initial album. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That was the release party at the Fox Theater in Boulder for our first official album. And as far as that dance crew, that was the first, and actually up until now, only for us. We had a good friend of the band that's done graphic arts for us. His daughter was in that dance troupe. And so we just really, with that event, wanted to collaborate with as many people as we could and in our community, and also in the Freedom Movement Collective. We had other musicians that MCAD has worked with in Freedom Movement, which Wandering Monks is part of the whole Freedom Movement Collective. We just really had everybody come out for that show and feel like it was well organized for as grassroots as it was.
Yeah, like I'm from Florida, and like our truth events were like, I came to that, I'm like, wow, damn, I need to step up my game. It was, they had a choreographed routine specifically for different songs.
Right, yeah, that dance group practiced ahead of time and basically made their routine to two specific songs of ours. So it was an honor to have just another addition to the overall artistic contribution.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And having people come out to that, so.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So what we're going to do, listeners, is first song here on the list that we're going to get into, I'll play a little bit, and I haven't actually done this through Skype, so I'm not sure of the audio quality or the volume, so we might make the studio engineer a little crazy, because I'm going to play this on my computer via iTunes. So Scott, can you please give me feedback as to, you know, how loud it is? Because I'm not sure how loud it's going to be. And that is, here we go, traveling. Okay. Can you hear that at all?
Yeah.
Like boarding the plane, headed south of the equator to the foreign terrain. Calendar full of blank days, just waiting to be written on my blank white pages. The nighttime flight to Argentina, the shedding of my fear of employment and FEMA. A gang of grad students out to Patagonia, the drinks make me sleep to Spanish Nickelodeon. Buenos Aires as a transcendent, like Peru, flight 123 to Santiago. The Andes look naked as I look down upon those jagged peaks staring when compared to Colorado. On the ground, fucking paid the fee, but a familiar face in a peculiar place with my brain at ease. Randall Connor and the place to be, to leave me to.
All right. So that was, that's Traveling, and it sounds like this is almost like a autobiographical type song. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. So I wrote the verses on that one, and MCAD wrote the chorus, and basically I just think I wanted to talk about it a little bit because I just think it's kind of a standout track on the album. Maybe not as far as being the most flashy or catchy to the ear, but just being conceptually different from almost everything on the album, in that it's a narrative and it tells a story in chronological order, and it's just really personal. So I've gotten mixed feedback on it. I've had people tell me that they like it the least out of everything on the album, and then I've also had some other friends, probably not coincidentally less politically inclined friends, tell me that it's their favorite track on the album. So either way, whether you like it or don't like it, I just think it's an interesting addition to the album, and I know that myself and MCAD are glad that we were able to put it on there. Originally, it was going to be I was going to use that beat for a solo track, but I wrote the verses, and then MCAD ended up writing the chorus, and we just decided to make it a Wandering Monks track, and I think it was a good choice that we did.
Now, because it sounds like it's a trip to South America. Can you tell me about your family, your ancestry? How does that interrelate with the narrative of the song?
Ironically, it actually doesn't. I'm from Colorado. I'm European American. I was lucky enough to be an exchange student in South America and Brazil when I was in high school, and I've just always kind of had an affinity and a peaked interest in South America. So this story was about a trip I took now 2.5 years ago to South America, and I visited a friend of mine that was living in Chile at the time. So the first verse is about Chile, and then the second verse is about the time I went to Brazil, which was the third or fourth time I'd been there. I was basically going back and visiting my whole family and my friends down there. So it starts off talking about boarding a plane and then transferring in Argentina and flying to Chile, and then just random kind of funny things that happened there. I was only there for a week, and then the second verse is talking about flying from there over to Brazil and just how good it felt to be reuniting both with my host family and a lot of the friends I had made down there that I see so rarely now, as my life is so tied down in what I'm doing in Colorado.
And you say your family, you're European-American, but you have family in Brazil?
No, I'm saying I have a host family in Brazil, so it's the family that I stayed with when I lived down there as an exchange student. So now it's kind of like my second family when I go there. I basically get treated as a son, which is nice to have just an extended network of people that you care about and that care about you. But there are no blood ties there, no.
Okay. And do they embrace and understand all the political stuff that you speak to in your music?
As far as the whole family itself, I actually haven't even discussed a lot of that in depth with them. Probably only one member of the family, which would be my sister, which is the one I'm closest to down there. But I definitely have friends down there who are politically connected and understand English well enough to get it. And, you know, a lot of them are on the same page with a lot of that stuff. In fact, it's easier to find people that are on the same page ideologically with what I'm saying in Wandering Monks music down there than here, just because I think outside of the U.S. it's a lot easier for people to be turned on to that information, either because their media is less controlled by American financial interests, or they can just see the outside effects of big business, either American or European, and how it affects other places besides the bubble that we live in.
So do you speak Portuguese or Spanish or both?
In this song, it's actually kind of cool because I speak Portuguese fluently, but I don't speak Spanish fluently. I'm not super competent in Spanish. But I actually threw in a couple.
We'll be right back with Linguistry of the Wandering Monks right after this break.
For the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and I want to publicly express, you know, just like that song was alluding to, is that, you know, it's time for our souls to shine. And I think what's so great about the Wandering Monks is that it's this a collaboration of these two artists who are very both extremely articulate, and they are right at the tip of the spear of musical creation. They've got the right vibe, the right flavor. It's positive, it's fun, it's interesting, it's truth and love. And I can't express how amazing it is to see somebody that's, you know, I believe Linguista, you're 26 years old.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and to have found your niche in the world, and you literally at truly at the tip of the spear. I'm 47, and I literally just figured out what I want to do when I grow up a year ago. I can't imagine, you know, for 20 years, if I knew what I wanted to do my whole life, what could have been accomplished, you know what I mean? So it's just amazing, and I'm so grateful to know you at such a young age and just be able to watch how this progresses, because it's a really interesting story.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. It's all, it's been a lot of unexpected twists and turns, you know. 3 years ago, or maybe a little over 3 years ago, I didn't even have a notion that we would have formed this group and now done as many things with the group as we've done. So it's all been a blast, and I'm definitely passionate about it and do feel like I've found a niche, and I may not be doing the hip hop thing forever, but definitely as a writer and voicing concerns and shedding light on the things that we're already doing that for, I do think I'll be doing forever. So I definitely appreciate all the acknowledgement from you on that as well.
So did you, like, in where did you realize you have this gift? Like, did you, I don't know, write poems in high school or middle school? Did you, were you in chorus? Like, when did you know that this was what you wanted to do?
I guess it's just a combination of factors, maybe all coming together at a certain point. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an author. That was my childhood goal, besides the stereotypical things like every kid says, as a pro sports player or something like that. Or
it sounds, can you speak a little closer to the microphone? It was fading away.
Okay, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay. Yeah, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an author, and I did excel in writing as a kid all the way from elementary school all the way up through the college that I have completed thus far. So, for example, I won like a school-wide writing contest in fourth grade, and I was just always turned on by literature and got into reading maybe a little bit earlier than my peers, and read for pleasure, whereas other kids may have been just reading because they were forced to by the school system. But I also I grew up loving music. So for me, the way that those two things have come together has been in the form of hip-hop, because still, as a lyricist, I consider myself a writer, not so much a musician. I consider MCAD a musician in that he's well-rounded and knows a lot more about music composition and such. But for me, it's just great because I get to hang out with musicians, but really still engage in the craft of writing, which before I quit school to start taking music seriously, I was a journalism student. So I feel like right now what I'm doing with hip-hop is journalism, except with a lot more creative freedom and just options and fun. It's easier to be passionate about it because none of this, even the more academic subject matter, is a burden or dry at all. It's all very interesting and easy to feel passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. Is like as a for instance, when did you wake up? When did you wake up to this? Let's call it the Babylonian system. How did that awakening occur?
It's a combination of things. I feel like most of it took place when I was a teenager, and I just began to understand a lot of things instinctually, but wasn't able to really articulate them or justify why I felt that way to people who opposed me. So, for example, when I was a teenager, I began to think about the race issue a lot, and being force-fed the idea that America is the land of the free, and subliminally being taught that it's a superior nation, all through elementary school and up through the education system, I began to question that when I thought about how that freedom, so-called freedom, was founded on the basis of slavery of Africans and basically genocide of Native Americans. And then around the same time, I smoked weed for the first time, and that was a huge turnoff to me in the system, because up until that point, I had been taught that it was not only harmful but also morally wrong. And I found it to not be either of those things. I found it to stimulate my creativity and be peaceful and help me reflect on my own problems and therefore be able to grow. And, of course, there's always room to overindulge.
Okay. We have a break. We'll be right back with Linguistry of the Monks right after this.
Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Joby Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, that's. I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. Mountain Hours.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
There you have it. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan believes that he is our king. Well, fortunately, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and the actions of the parasitic usurers have stirred the souls of people such as myself, Linguistry, and MCAD. We are with the resistance. We are not down with the Babylonian slave system. So, that expression of that artistic resistance is in the form of the Wandering Monks' music, and it's truly enlightened hip-hop. And it samples from all sorts of genres of music. And, I mean, literally there's stuff from Motown to soul to there's a song with a banjo in it. I mean, it's all over the place, but it's all good. So please check it out at WanderingMonksMusic.com. Additionally, come see them up in Breckenridge at the Puff event. It's RockyMountainPuff.com. Additionally, I believe the Monks are playing Linguistry. You guys are playing next Thursday, I believe, in Boulder?
It's actually Thursday and Friday in Denver. Thursday's at Cervantes' Other Side. Friday's at Summit Music Hall.
All right. Excellent, excellent. So please check them out. And where can somebody look to find your next events?
They can look at our Facebook page or our Reverb Nation page. Those two are probably the best option to find the next shows. Update the shows on that regularly.
Okay. We're going to play another song here. Linguistry, was the volume on the last one good? Because I can't tell on my side.
The volume was all right. The clarity was subpar, but I think it's probably the best we can do right now.
Okay, sounds good. The next song is First Step. Here we go.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm starting at the right spot. I'm cutting out the intro a little bit.
People get fake when you're talking solutions. Oh yo yo yo. Oh yo yo yo. People get scared when we talk revolution. Oh yo yo yo. Oh yo yo yo. People get fake when you're talking solutions. Oh yo yo yo. Oh yo yo yo. I thought you were just talking, didn't mean to show your butt. When I speak my mind, I'm not an archer or the butt. But here you stand against me, as if I really was. Acknowledging the problem just to spoil all your fun. Your life is easy and you got minimal obligations. With all the chilling, partying, and the intoxication. Gone are the days when that was my main occupation. Back then we both agreed the system was abomination. What could it ever question me and they cry? I dug deeper in it while you seem to change your mind. If you think the world is all good, then you're blind. But I won't lose my road just cause we don't see eye to eye.
All right, so that is the first step. It sounds like it's a discussion with yourself and a bro, a friend of yours.
Yeah, exactly. How that song went down is that MCAD had sent me this instrumental with the hook, the chorus already on it, that said, "Some people get scared when we talk revolution." And it caused me to reflect on an experience I had with somebody who used to be my best friend, my best bro, who I've had a falling out with since then, and we haven't fully repaired the friendship, I'd say, but it was about just him getting mad and feeling insecure about the things I talk about in Wandering Monks Music, and when I was talking about some of it in conversation with him, just the night that we were actually supposed to be just having fun, drinking, hanging out. I don't know if I was talking about Monsanto or fractional reserve banking, any of that stuff. It just met with a lot of resistance, and his resistance was more based on emotion, and I think fear, than logic. So it was about what that felt like to sort of lose somebody important because of the stance I choose to take, but still not backing down from that stance because I know that's what's true to me in my heart at the very least.
It's really interesting. I mean, everybody that's in the truth music has encountered that resistance. I have family members of mine that don't interact with me when they, you know, for instance, they visit Colorado from Florida. They don't even let me know that they're visiting, you know. And so it's part of the process. And what's really interesting is they had an event, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, had an event in Denver, and in his new documentary, a portion of that had some psychiatrists or psychologists who talked about the psychological ramifications of why people don't embrace the truth and they choose to remain deluded, take the blue pill instead of the red pill. And that was really interesting. And that is actually a weekly feature of this broadcast, is we have the Summit Girls for Truth, and Choice has a background in that, and something called Robin Love. Everybody should check that out. They're going to be on tomorrow, and they get into the psychological ramifications as to, you know, why people don't want to wake up, why they get mad at you, just like your friend got mad at you, and because they want to, you know, self-deceive.
Right, yeah, it's very interesting. And another interesting thing about that is that I feel like I wasn't even forcing my opinion on him. I wasn't hoping that he agreed with me or anything. I was merely voicing mine. And it was just an mad at the fact that I even held those opinions and articulated them publicly. And he couldn't really articulate why that was. His best excuse was just that we should just enjoy life and not focus on the problem. But my stance on that was that I care about these things because I do enjoy life and I love life. I'm not focusing on the problem to be negative. I'm acknowledging the problem so that we can at least know what's going on and then hopefully reach some sort of conclusion about what a solution would be. And communicating that and acknowledging that is the only way for that to happen, which is basically the point of the song.
Okay. And the next one that we're getting into is One. So I think maybe just to do something different, can you maybe get into some of the aspects of that song so that we can, maybe tell the listeners what to listen for before we play the song?
Yeah, that song, we put it at the end of the album, and I feel like it was just a kind of good way to sum up, because throughout the album, we focus on a lot of issues that can be perceived as negative and also a lot of positivity and just love stuff and good vibes. So I feel like that song was the culmination of the two. And on that one, I wrote all my parts first. So I just did the stanzas that I did and left gaps for MCAD to fill. So it was a pretty interesting writing process because what I was doing is just trying to gather wisdom from all these different aspects of life. There's one I talk about being a parent. There's one I talk about is personal growth just learning to cope, or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope? Basically saying, is growing up just learning to adapt to society, or is it really having the courage to try to create the reality that you want, type of thing. So it's a really reflective, introspective song, and I feel like the beat is real. It sounds like a symphony, and I just feel like it could have, that's the sort of song that could appeal to anybody if they listen to it in depth.
Is just like in terms of like the format of when you write your music, is it normally the kind of thing that you're overwhelmed with information and you can't get it into a song? Or do you, like, sometimes get writer's block and you're searching and grasping to try to find something to write about?
I'd say it fluctuates. It's all a process. I've experienced both of those things. And when it's about getting information into a song, my methodology is different from MCAD's, but what I do is just make an outline or just a list of points that I want to hit in a certain song. But then I've also had times where the writer's block does happen, and say I'll have an instrumental that we want to write to, and I won't know, say, which topic to put to it, or if I do know which topic I want to put to it, I can't think of how to start, and I can spend, you know, a couple days just trying to find the right way to start, but once you get that first line, a lot of it usually unfolds pretty easily after that.
And just like as an idea, like I was, lots of people listen to Sublime, for instance, and what I was think is kind of neat about what their music is like, it's really poppy, but the message is really, it's harsh. It's like, date rape and the riots of LA, you know what I mean? So the music is really bubbly, but the message is pretty harsh. Do you try to align your music, or do you try to keep that dichotomy in the same way that Sublime does?
I wouldn't say we've modeled that dichotomy after Sublime in any way, but I do think that has to do with why Sublime was so so successful, is that they made music that's catchy to people and pleasing to the ear, even for people who aren't into reggae or aren't into punk rock or however you want to pigeonhole them. They have a pretty... a sound that's pretty universally easily liked, but at the same time it's not Disney and it deals with things that are harsh, so people can listen to it and it can be pleasant, but they don't feel like they're watching the Disney Channel or a PG movie or something. So I think that has a lot to do with it, and I feel like we do the same thing, because we talk about heavy issues and a lot of serious stuff but make it sound fun and bouncy and even poppy sometimes, even though I don't think we're Poppy as a group overall. So I can definitely see that parallel that you're making.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't think of it as pop. It just, you know, it's like just like Sublime. There's flavors of all kinds of different stuff. It's just all good, you know. So anyway, we're going to play Is One. This is the second to the last track, and here we go.
It's personal growth, just learning to cope. Is it finally gathering enough courage and hope? It's personal growth, just learning to cope. Is it finally gathering enough courage and hope? Personal growth, just learning to cope. Or is it finally gathering enough courage and hope to turn a vision to reality? No vision fallacy is keeping me from fulfilling my mission with my cavalry. We gotta recognize the role of the group in concrete. Given the conditions, it's a blessing that we're on beat. Able to use what we got to manifest this beautiful expression from the top of Everest to depths of the ocean. I'm in love with what I've chosen. Reach the pinnacle and kiss the center of the lotus. Life flowering, love is overpowering. Fears that underestimate the courage that's devouring. The frail essence of the darker side's presence when the contrast is necessary for these life lessons. Ancient wisdom and connections with the stars. I've seen transformation in the seediest of bars, and I've seen devastation in the wealthiest of homes. I've seen visions of a devil manufacturing clones. And now the talk of what it meant to be a human. I think we've all.
Well, there you have. That's Is One by The Wandering Monks. As you can see across these different tracks, they're you know, uniquely different. They've got all kinds of different flavors of you know, what was the different ideas and influences behind them. There's reggae, there's all kinds of different things in there. And Linguistry, what would you say, you know, maybe your top three, this, what's so beautiful is you conceive these things in your mind, and just it's just a creation. It's completely organic from your souls. What would you say your top three euphoric events have been, where, you know, you have a song, you're not sure how the audience is going to react, you play it live for the first time, people are dancing, and like they're euphoric. That makes you euphoric, and you get that feedback. What have been like your top three instances of that?
Let me think. You know, it's going to be hard to specify three exactly, but I can tell you that there have been shows where maybe in a smaller venue, like for instance, one of them you were at. It was at a place called Shine in Boulder, which the music room that we were playing in was pretty small, but the room was pretty full. And I just feel like everybody was listening intently and connecting to the music and not afraid to show it. So then it felt like a real interaction while we were playing. And so many times we've had it not be that way, where you may get blank stares. And another validating thing is after playing those shows where you get blank stares, you're mingling or you're packing up your stuff, and then somebody comes up to you and talks to you about your music, and turns out that it did hit home for somebody, and they tell you how they connect to it, and just how they were turned on to it and maybe didn't expect that to happen or hadn't heard of you before. And that can also be a really validating thing. So I embrace the highs and the lows with this whole musical journey. There's something to be learned from both. So I don't know if I could really list three specific events, but I've definitely just also enjoyed getting turned on to other local musicians that I wouldn't know about if I wasn't in the scene. And there's so many other talented people in Colorado that are like us, that don't have any corporate funding and may never be known outside of this state, even with resources like the internet, but they're still putting their heart into it 100% because it's what they believe in. So it's good to connect with other people like that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they talk about, you know, the thing people are more fearful is public speaking, more so than even death. So you add that you're on stage and not only you're on stage, you're bearing your soul with your specific creation, and that creation is in a, you know, basically speaking truth, which many people are scared of. You are really out, you know, on in a vulnerable space emotionally. That it has to be. That's a very courageous position to be in, because you know, just speaking alone on stage is a courageous thing to do. Then to do it on a truth topic, where I'd imagine there's many events that you do that the audience isn't into the truth message at all. Is that accurate?
I would say that is accurate, and that's the good thing about a lot of our music, you know, just sounding positive, and truly it is positive, even if it's shedding light on issues that are perceived as negative, is that we can reel people in with the good vibes and just...
If you could, please finish the thought after the break.
Circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living that we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did in the funky
Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we're promoting the appearance of the Wandering Monks at our event. It's RockyMountainPuff.com for tickets. They're $75 if you purchase this week. You get $25 in mountain hours so that you can actually experience firsthand and make purchases with mountain hours. So $75 purchased earns you, you get $25 in Mountain Hours. Spend that within the network while you're at the event, where you can meet and greet Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks, The Wandering Monks, Jordan Page, and there'll be David Justice and Tisha Cassida. So we've got quite an event coming up. That's next week, July 5th through the 8th. In addition to that, that's in Breckenridge. If you are in Denver, you can see the Monks in Denver on Thursday and Friday, and then come up to Breck and see them a third day in a row. That sounds pretty cool. Isn't that a good little trip of concert events? Linguistry, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yep, okay. I'm certainly excited about it. I hope other people are too.
Have you done that where you've played three nights in a row?
You know, I don't think we have. So it's good. It's just, everything kind of came together around the same time for us for this month, but it should be great.
Well, I've got just another couple minutes here. I'm going to play a bit of Ancient Wisdom. We've got about a minute, so I'll just play that real quick. And here we go.
Okay.
Whatever it is, there must be something here and there. I'll fuck the moment, give away your precious time. You clever mind to get it straight. But if you say that's not the life for you and want to get away, then I know you're part of my tribe. And we can imitate indigenous wisdom. Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom. Yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever we be damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant, we get your people to chant.
Love, peace, revolution. I just love that part. My girl loves that part, and she's going to be on the show tomorrow. That's going to be one of her bumper music features in her show. We've got about 15 seconds here. We won't really have time to talk about that song, but I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate your music. Check out WanderingMonksMusic.com. And any final thoughts?
That's it, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me on, and I will see you all at the Puff event in Breckenridge.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That was Linguistry of the Wandering Monks, Enlightened Hip Hop. It truly is. It's something to stir, inspire, and feed your soul. It's good for your brain, and I can't recommend it enough. It instantly connected with my soul, and I hope it does the same to yours. It's featured all over my show, and it's real good stuff. So we'll be back next hour here with Adam Kokesh for 30 minutes, and then we are change activist, Law Johnston.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us.
Gold, ever climbing. As the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall, how long